right, guys. Well, let's go ahead and get into the call today. We got a fantastic trainer on board today. I'm excited to listen to her today because I really enjoy this lady. Met her here a couple of years ago, and she just, you know, we've heard from her on the call. She's a contributor here and there, and today she's actually going to be filling in for Mara, who is actually coming on tomorrow, filling in for Zanna Hart. So it's all mumbo-jumbo this week, but it's all good. So before we turn it over to our guest trainer today, let's go ahead and grab some victories and some gratitudes. So who wants to start us off today and fire the energies of this call up with some gratitude?
Hey,
and
Sean.
This is the part where y'all should be diving for space, so jump out.
Hey, Jen.
Hey, Jen, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Well, I am excited. I shared about, I don't know, a month ago or so that I had a Facebook friend inquire through seeing, you know, before and afters. I shared some information with her. She wasn't quite ready. But the other day, she inboxed me and said, I am ready. And so we chatted, and she had seen some Easter pictures of herself that made her make the move to want to better her health. So she got her stuff, and we went through her box yesterday. And she is starting today, so I'm very thrilled for her.
Well, congratulations, Jen. That's absolutely awesome. Love those before and after pictures. And you never know who's reaching out, who's watching, and whose time it is. So congratulations, and get her on those 8 steps to launching a new associate. That'll keep her on board.
Right. Thanks.
Yes, ma'am. And don't forget, we've got that no, that was last week when that was bounced back. Keep on last week. Never mind. Scratch that. Okay, who else? No, that's this week. This is launch party week. Yes, you get a bounce back coupon.
It is this week. Yes.
I'm so confused. I don't even know what day it is. But yeah, coupon so she can come back for next week, your next order, and get $25 off of the merchandise of her choice. So, yeah, be sure you let her know about that. Who else wants to share a gratitude or win this morning?
Lauren.
Yo-yo, my yo.
Yo-Yo, hang on just for a second. I think I heard Lauren. Was that you out there, Lauren? All right, Yo-Yo, you're up.
Live large, take charge.
Live large and take charge. Words to live by, my friend. Thank you very much, sir. All right, let's open the space up for one more gratitude to win. Who wants to step out? Who wants to be the final victor today?
Shannon from Peterborough.
Shannon from Peterborough. Good morning.
Morning. I would like to say that I am so grateful that my cousin Jazz has decided to come on board this week. I've got her on the call with me, and she's got the Pace Setters pack and raring to go. I mean, she's got leads popping up left and right. It's just fantastic.
And what is your cousin's name, Shannon?
Jazz.
Spell that for me.
Jasmine.
Jasmine, all right. Well, Jasmine, if you're on the call, good morning and welcome to our family. Welcome to our fantastic product line and success to you.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you very much for being here. All right, guys, let's go ahead and get into our call today. As I said, we've got an absolutely amazing trainer on today. I'm really excited to hear from her. And just to give you a little background, let me just give you this. She comes to us after living about a lifestyle, a holistic lifestyle, that is, of about more than 25 years. So, it's, you know, she's not a newcomer to this industry. She is passionate about living her life in a way that produces true vitality. She has a husband and 2 amazing children. She's been a professional network marketer. I'm just new at this today. She's been a professional network marketer for over 15 years, and she began her journey because she wanted to be a work-at-home mom and contribute to the household income. Well, lo and behold, mom's little home-based business turned into a massive enterprise. She started with Isagenix. She saw the light here back in 2015 with the intention of replacing her income of her prior business, in which she had built an international team of distributors that provided her family with a multiple six-figure income. So, yes, friends, she has been there and done that. She chose Isagenix because the product line was congruent with her core values and team success because of the proven leadership of our amazing Susan Sly. Her mission, of course, is to teach others how to go full-time into Isagenix so that they can enjoy the lifestyle and profitability of a home-based business just as she and her family do. So, guys, welcome to the call, the amazing Melanie Militech. Good morning, Mel.
Thank you so much, Kevin, for the introduction, and thank you so much for having me on this call. This has served me so much in the last year, a little over a year now. I'm just really grateful to be here to share. Can you hear me okay? Am I sounding good?
You sound crystal clear.
Perfect. Awesome. You know, I have some exciting information to share with our friends here today. Yeah, and just so you know, this whole 90-day game plan thing that we do with Isagenics, it's not just a network marketing thing. It's not just some thing that we know works because it helped, you know, grow the company, throw it into momentum, right? Only $4 billion in sales in the last 13 years. But it actually works and it's congruent with the way our brains work. Now, isn't that exciting? Because our brains are like the hardest thing. They're the one thing that keep us from achieving our goals. And this week it's all about goals. We got about 30 days left in the 90-day game plan. Is that right? Are we in the last month here?
Yes, that's correct.
Cool. And we got about 30 days left, so I'm going to give you some, like, just hardcore strategy. And I'm going to give you a recipe that is proven to work, not just by network marketers, but by people world over when it comes to working in 90-day sprints. So we've got 30 days left. I'm going to give you a recipe, and I'm going to ask you to actually use every piece of it. Okay, so just like Susan gives us our 8 steps to success, and if we use them all to help a new associate get started, we're going to help far more people. I think the numbers are like 80% more people go consultant if we actually use those 8 steps. If you miss any one of the steps, you kind of drop the ball. So it's like a recipe. Like, you can't leave out an ingredient. So I'm going to ask you, and what I'm going to give you is really, it's not rocket science, and it's not huge. But I promise you it will help you to get your brain to trick your brain into working for you to achieve your goals. How's that sound?
Great. Awesome.
Awesome. Okay. Cool. So let's start by learning a bit about ourselves, and so we can help identify this about ourselves. And the fact is, if you look around at people, you see people who they may have one area of their life just totally, you know, rocking under control. You might be like, oh, my gosh, how do they have such a great family life? Or how do they seem to, you know, have their health so under control while I struggle? Or, oh, my gosh, they've got their – but wait, I need to stop there. They typically, what we'll see is maybe somebody really does have their health under control. They're able to, you know, set those, they have the rules in place for how to take care of their bodies, and they look beautiful and awesome and healthy, glowing and vibrant, but their finances might be a mess. Or flip side, which is very common for people who are driven to succeed, is people who may have their, you know, success strategies in place. They may have all of that going for them like crazy, but and their finances are fabulous, but their health is an absolute mess. So why is that? And how is it that you have one area of your life so fantastic and the other so hard to, well, achieve your real goals? Why do people set those resolutions year after year after year for their health and not achieve them? And what it really comes down to is the way that we think about those particular areas of our life. So I learned from this guy named Todd Ehrman, and he's just – it's just fantastic. So if you could take notes on this, I know it's going to help you because it really helped me. Now, there's two types of thinking about our situations. So let's start by – I'm going to ask you just a question. Since we're talking about – we're in the last 30 days of the 90-day game plan, I want you to ask yourself a question. How pleased are you with your progress? Okay. How happy are you with your progress on your business goals? And do you feel good about your progress? Or, conversely, is your brain going, well, no, you know, I thought I'd be a lot further along than this, and I just feel like, you know, there's so much further to go for me to actually reach that goal? And are you focused on the gap between where you are and where you want to be? Because if you're focused on the gap, this is the outcome, okay? Number one, you're going to cycle down and begin to beat yourself up. We beat ourselves up with internal self-talk that is demotivating. Okay, so if you focus on the gap, you're demotivating yourself with self-talk. You are probably under some stress about this. You have stress about this thing, this goal that when you set it, you were excited. If you were at New Year kickoff, you were with me, you know, reading the, I am a champion, I am a winner, I can be, do, and have anything I dream. This is done. Nothing will stop me. Game on. You were incredibly excited about it then, right? But now you might be going, why? What's going on? And then here's, so that the results are, you may actually procrastinate and avoid action towards this goal because you're thinking, well, why should I? What's the point? It hasn't really gotten me anywhere yet. Oh, that hurts, right? Not a happy place to be. But here's the pattern. One other thing is, if you're looking outside of yourself and looking at other people and kind of justifying how and why they're succeeding and you're not, okay, so that comparison is the worst pitfall ever. But if you're doing that and you're going, well, you kind of give them excuses for their success, right? Maybe they've got some kind of privilege you don't have. They've got luck, whatever it is. So I just want you to identify that and go, oh, maybe I am focused on the gap. This is hurting me. You're actually falling into the pit that our brains go into in an area of our life that we're not succeeding in. It's a pit. You're going to pull yourself out of that pit. Because let me tell you exactly how when you operate in this, you know, in pain mode. So you may go, oh, my gosh, no way. I got 30 days left. I'm flying. I'm going to work my butt off. I'm doing everything possible. I'm going to go crash and burn. I'm going to be up all night, burn the midnight oil. I'm going to talk to 1,000 people this week. I'm doing it. And you know what? You might go all out, and you may actually get to a point where your financial pain is not so great. But what happens at that point is that if you've got this, you know, cycle going on, is when the gap between the pain that you feel financially and where you are lessens, you have less pain, and you kind of take your foot off the gas. This is what you do. It's the same thing with health. You have somebody who is, you know, in a desperate situation health-wise. They may even go to, you know, they may learn that, well, they better get their health under control or some terrible, terrible things could happen. Right? So they follow the plan. They follow the instructions. They get the rules in place to get their health better. And maybe they drop some weight, and maybe their numbers get better, you know. And then they just get far enough from the pain that they let some of those old habits creep back in. And the weight may come back. And worse, the very reason they went after it in the first place may come back. So it's the same thing. It's focusing on this pain that and getting far enough from the pain. But this cycle will do nothing more than burn you out, hurt you. And I can virtually guarantee you that this is not the way that Isagenix as a whole thinks about life. Because we have, I mean, from corporate side, I hope I'm going to make some sense here in a second. Because we've had steady growth. How do you get steady growth in your business? So now I just kind of took you down a place where if you can identify with that, I just want you to write down and go, you know what? Yeah, I get it. I have done that. Because I want you to be real honest with me here when we open up. But I can bet you that Isagenix, like, have, as a whole, and the way that they approach life and business is that they don't have this type of thinking. Instead, they're focused on the gain. Okay, so if instead, when I said, how happy are you with your progress, you thought to yourself, well, I'm stinking really happy. I'm down, you know, I don't care if it's 4 pounds or 20, whatever it is, I'm down this much weight. I feel great. People are noticing. I'm starting to talk to others. I'm getting positive feedback. I've got friends who are, you know, actually taking notice, and they want to take part in the, you know, our spring cleanse, and I'm excited. If that was your response, congratulations, because, my friend, your brain is wired for steady, constant growth. And if your brain isn't wired that way, I'm going to tell you how to get it there. We can help you. We can help ourselves, rather, not we can help you. So if instead you're focused on the gain, I want you to think of, I'm focusing on the gain. I'm focusing on the progress. I want you to think of, look how far I've come. Because people who actually focus on how far they've come and the progress they've made versus the gap between that goal that they put out there and where they are, people who focus on their progress are far more likely to see the types of things that we need to see in order to positively reinforce this brain that we have, this monkey mind, this thing, and positive reinforcement in terms of wins. So I want you to write down, I am focused on my progress. And maybe not right now, but as you get off this call, I want you to write down the types of things that you've progressed in over the last 60 days and how you know you're going to progress in the next 30. See, when you focus on your wins, it's going to spur more action. And the pattern that you see here for people who focus on the wins and focus on progress and focus on the gains is that they have steady growth in their life. They know that things can change. I have the ability to positively influence all areas of my life, whether it's my health, whether it's my wealth, whether it's my relationships. Things can change. Look at the progress we've already made. I know there's only one way from here, and that's up. Up, up, up. Okay? So now let's move into our actual game plan. And now that you got the background, the game plan, the recipe, the how. So if you know that your brain might be a bit in a pain area, we can start to completely shift that so you can go into the gain thinking. And, you know, it is important that we do have a vision for what we expect life to be when everything is all as we expect. I have a beautiful vision board in my office. I spend a good amount of time just daydreaming about life as it will be. But, you know, this sitting and envisioning is not enough for our brains to take action. Okay, it just doesn't. So we've got to have an actual tangible goal. Tangible goals. And these are two different things. So if we don't have these tangible goals, these little goals that we can work towards, then we're going to end up in procrastination mode and be like, oh, well, that's far off. That's someplace else. Well, no, it can be in the next 30 days. So we're going to go for some tangible goals. You're going to write down three of them. And it's three things that literally in the next 30 days, no more than that, because that's what we have for this 90-day game plan. Three things in the next 30 days that you can accomplish with the money that you're going to earn from building your Isagenix business. Three things. And I can tell you that mine involve, taking the kids to resort, putting a new ceiling in my kitchen. These are normal things. Things that I can actually plan and do and finish in 30 days. Okay? So three real things that can be done with the money earned from Isagenix. So write those down. And now we're going to talk about this beautiful 90-day game plan and how you can use it for the next few weeks to crush out your goals and work with your brain to train it how to think about things in terms of your gains and not your pain. Okay? So if you've got the 90-day game plan, I mean, I ask everyone to print it out, and at the very least, to print out the actual tracking sheets that are at the end of that. Those tracking sheets are the lifeblood of my business, and it's the lifeblood of yours. Because here's the thing. Our brains can only think about can only effectively reach goals that have a 90-day span. That's it. Any further than that, as I said, any further than 90 days is going to lead to procrastination, inaction, and ultimately failure. So 90 days is this magic point. But built into that, you have to have short-term goals, week to week, Monday to Sunday, short-term goals with little micro goals within them so that you can get to the end result you're looking for. And this seems really simple, but if you actually do it, it's like magical how progress happens, how your goals get met. We've got this app. It's called the Isopulse app. Love it. I call it the money app. Why? Because it's only focused on what you can do this week to win. Increase your cycles. Get double PIBs. And if you look at it from the month perspective, get your vitamins for free. But these are short-term goals. Daily. I want to cycle today. What can I do to cycle today? Weekly. Double PIBs. I'm going to double my money. How do I do that? I turn two little gray bubbles green. Okay, so it's like a game. If you play it with your brain, it'll figure out how to win more often than it will lose. So we've got this, so you got your 90-day game plan built it into it. You have week to week. So we've got to create and celebrate small wins on a daily basis. That's how you keep your brain going forward. So you hopefully have some idea of your time that's allotted for business. And in that time that's allotted for business in the week, you've got only one set of goals. And that is to put little check marks on that sheet. So I actually don't have mine in my office. It's out in the living room because I reviewed it this morning, which is what we do. But it's, of course, it's presenting, following up, and enrolling. But no, making new contacts, presenting, and enrolling. These are going to be our main things that we do. And I'm going to ask you to block and tackle. So this time that you have to work your business is so precious. And anything that distracts you is a thief. You can write that down. Distraction is a thief. It's a thief. It's stealing from your family. Literally stealing from you. Do you know how much money is here with Isogenics waiting for you? It's amazing. Amazing. And anything that distracts you is a thief. And multitasking is a complete and utter lie. We lose productivity every time we try to switch our brain from one task to the next. So if our goal is to actually have these micro wins, right? So these wins would be having three people look at the presentation, right, and rolling. So it's 3x3x3 is what I hear often. So three new contacts a day, three people who've looked at the presentation, and three follow-ups a day. And then there's lift-ups and there's lots of other things. And maybe on your goal sheet, like one of my, when it has the blank, mine says coaching. So if I have somebody who I've got on the team who I'm coaching, I check that I did that day. We've got three-way calls on there, all critical business building things. And so you're going to block and tackle, and I ask you just like block out all distractions and go for it, meaning every single day or at least 5 days a week, you're going to actually get those check marks put on your tracker. The more, the better. You are your only competition. You want more numbers on there today than you had yesterday. Don't look at anybody else. Don't look around you. And at night, I want you to look at it and celebrate. Celebrate your wins. Say, oh, my gosh, look, yeah, I forgot. This morning I presented to Carrie, and this afternoon I presented to Steve. Wow, I did. I got two presentations in today. That was better than yesterday. Celebrate. And in the morning, you've got to recommit. I love what Susan said. She said, would I enroll me today? So every morning, you're going to look at that tracker, and you're going to recommit, and you're going to do it. You're going to do it. And you can't lie to yourself if the tracker's empty, because that's something else we do. We lie to ourselves. We tell ourselves that we work so hard at this business and we're not getting results. Well, what's your tracker say? Don't lie. Don't lie to you. Right. And what I would also just, the last thing I just want to say as part of this block and tackle before I open it is focus on one thing that works for you to get people to the presentation at a time. Don't try to do all strategies at once, because that is its own type of multitasking. So get really good at one way of inviting and one way to getting people to present presentations at a time. But promise me, you're going to focus on your progress, not your pain, and you're going to focus on gains. You got 30 days to rock this out, to do more than you've done in the last 90 days. I want you to, like, go, okay, this is it. Pedal to the metal. I'm doing this, and I'm going to have steady progress, and it's going to continue past the end of this 90-day game plan. So with that, I would love to open the lines up to the fabulous people who are here this morning, who are total winners because you're here. I love any feedback that you have. Maybe you want to admit your owie thinking, your pain thinking, and how you can switch it around.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who's that?
This is Carol, and I came in a bit late, so I don't know who this fabulous trainer is, because I'm going to want to look for you on the podcast and re-listen.
I'm Melanie Militix. Thank you.
Hi, Melanie.
Hi. Good morning, Carol. So is anybody out there willing to recognize that maybe they're the type of person who ran all out away from their pain, and then when they got far enough away from their pain, they kind of took a step back and they realized that, man, when you take your hand off that pump to pump the well just runs dry. Anybody else besides me willing to admit that?
Yeah, this is Jen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I procrastinate quite a bit. You've explained exactly what happened to me.
Awesome.
I just want to say thank you for pointing that out.
You're so welcome.
Good morning,
Melody.
Barbie.
Hey, Barbie. And then I heard a name, so Barbie.
Would I hire myself?
Mm.
Thank you for bringing that back to my attention, because right now I wouldn't.
Right. We can admit that. But we can go, okay, wait, how can I follow somebody else who's being successful? Their success really motivates me. So look at somebody else and go, okay, let that motivate you and go after. Go, like, okay, I'm going to be hired. I'm going to get myself a raise. Who else is out there?
Melody,
good
my name is yeah. Sharon.
Is it Sharon?
Karen.
Karen. Hi, Karen.
I just want to say thank you, because I've been with Isagenix since 2011, and I have volunteered at NYKO Celebration since 2011, 2012, and attended a handful of events.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, as you had mentioned about the 90-day game plan, I have a lot of them. How many have I finished? I haven't. But I have worked on, I just finished my Healthy Mind and Body and Soul.
Congratulations.
And I just want to say thank you, because it's like, you know, it's great because I've reached out to different people on my team, you know, for guidance, and I haven't. So myself, as I am reading a book right now, I want to be the one, like Susan Fly, she was able to do it on her own. I know it can be done, but I need a guide. Or I need a game plan, you know, for me to know what I'm doing. So I just want to say thank you.
You are so welcome. You're awesome.
Good morning. It's Charlotte.
Hey, good morning, Charlotte.
Good morning.
Charlotte.
Yes.
Hey.
Thank you so much. Healthy mind and body got into my brain that daily things work. You know, a little bit of progress every day in all the areas. So today I'm down 16 pounds since the end of January because of that. Now, what you've done for me today is to take it another step into how to focus my brain on the business. Healthy Mind and Body, tells us a little bit every day, what did you do that you're proud of today, but somehow you've tweaked it and taken it another step, which I think is going to be pretty awesome. Thank you.
That's very, very awesome. I mean, yeah. I have to give a few things that you can write down. You may want to grab these for your own mental health, right? I can be successful because I can control my actions. I get better and better each day. Nobody can take away my effort. I am coachable, and I'm willing to learn from others. And you know what? I might not feel like it, but I'm just going to get started here for a few minutes, and I'm going to go for this three new contacts because, you know, and just see what happens. Right? See what happens. I'm just going to do this. I'm just going to do it and see what happens because I've never done it before, and I've never seen the progress in my business from it before, but I've proved in my body that a little bit daily works, so why wouldn't it work in my business? And the answer is it does. So you have to, like, go, okay, those people have done it. I'm going to do it. So
right.
Congratulations. That's so awesome.
Thank you.
Anybody else out there? We're at 10:30.
Melanie, it's Kathy.
Hey, Kathy.
I really like the relation between your pain and the gap, focusing on the gap. Maybe we don't realize we're in the gap. And I think that really helps people to pull yourself out and get going.
Awesome. Yeah, and that our own negative self-talk can be the worst. It's our downfall. So get out of the gap. Go for, you know, how have my skills improved? How much better am I now? How much better am I now that I've got the results of my own, you know, health challenge? How much better will I be to coach somebody else?
Mm-hmm.
How much better am I? How much better? What have I done? Congratulations to me. You're awesome. All right, is there anybody else out there?
Hey, Mel, it's Steve Quick.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, yeah, I mean, this all just really hit home for me, and I'm really going to go back through. I took two pages of notes, and, you know, I feel like the wind has been knocked out of my sail a little bit over the last 2 weeks. You know, I had a great week to 2 weeks, and then it just seems like everything deflated, and just between distractions here at my house because my mother and I both work from home. We've got 21-month-old twins running around. There's a lot of noise, barking dogs, and I'm stuck on bed rest now from health stuff. And it's just a constant battle between the distractions. The way you put that was just a great way to think about it. And just, yeah, I know I've got a lot of work to do. I haven't been following the 90-day game plan like I should have been. I've been meaning to. It's on my to-do list every day. And I've just completely dropped the ball. But, you know, it's never too late to get started.
That's so right. So thank you so much for that, Steve. You are right on.
Yeah.
And it is never too late to get started, which is why I give you all permission, even if you've not even taken that 90-day game plan at all, to go and print the last 4-week trackers or whatever it is and just use them. Use them like maybe you've never had before. Use them. Do it. There's nothing else to do if you want to have a win, because otherwise at the end of it you'll be deflated. But why? You didn't do anything to win. So, sorry, I've got one quote, and then I think we better wrap it up because we're at 10:35. As an entrepreneur, okay, so yes, I am willing to throw caution to the wind and bet on myself despite the odds stacked against me. I'm willing. I'm willing to throw caution to the wind. So I hope you all are willing to throw caution to the wind. And I invite you to come back to this call every day at 10 a.m. with us. I am so appreciative of all of your feedback today. And just rock it out. Rock out that weekly check. And I hope to see you all at Celebration. Thank you so much.